Hey, remember this number?
Police and thieves in the street.
Clash and the tune Police and Thieves. Let's not forget who wrote the song, though, and made it a hit the first time round. That'd be Junior Mervin from Jamaica. He died on Monday.
Police and thieves in the street. Fighting the nation with their guns and ammunition.
So let's give Junior Mervin his due now. He released Police and Thieves a year before The Clash did their version.
That song is very much a product of its time.
That's musician and filmmaker Don Letts. Back in the 70s, he was a DJ in London. He's often been cited as the man who, through reggae and ska 45s, bridged the worlds of the Jamaican Rastas and London punks. Since Junior Mervin wrote Police and Thieves in Jamaica, it's about what he saw there, says Don Letts.
In Jamaica, during the mid to late 70s, there was a lot of political struggle. There was infighting between the PNP and JLP, the respective political parties there. And there was a lot of gunfire on the streets, it has to be said. A lot of it instigated at the hands of the politicians that were kind of bringing in weapons onto the island and putting them into the hands of young kids that really didn't know what direction to point them in. So it was very, very messy.
Police and Thieves became Junior Mervin's big hit, charting in Jamaica and in the UK. When it came out, Mervin had already been singing for a while.
Like many Jamaican artists, he grew up as a child singer, aspiring to be somebody like, I don't know, Curtis Mayfield, who was very big and very popular at the island at that time. If I remember rightly, he was actually rejected by Lee Perry and the legendary Cox and Dodd when he first auditioned for them. And then he went off and had a small career releasing a few singles with other producers before he reapproached Perry with his self-penned Police and Thieves.
As it turned out, Lee Scratch Perry, who Letts was referring to there, also produced the Clash's version of Junior Mervin's song. Punks and Rastas as allies may seem strange now, but it wasn't at the time.
In the mid to late 70s, we had this weird punky reggae connection, which was, I mean, very strange because, you know, the two tribes from very different worlds, but we were like-minded rebels thrown together by sort of circumstance and chance.
And by Junior Mervin with his song Police and Thieves. A few years after he and The Clash put out their respective versions of the song, Junior Mervin performed it on the British music TV show Top of the Pops. Two powerful effects, says Don Letts.
For him to actually chart and be on this TV program with such a politicized song was a major achievement for not only reggae, but for black people in this country as well.
All the crimes committed day by day, no one tried to stop it in any way.
Jamaica's Junior Mervin, who died this week at the age of 67. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH in Boston, I'm Marco Werman. Thank you for listening.